President Trump wants a citizenship question on the 2020 census, and he's not backing down, not even after the Supreme Court rejected his administration's reasoning for putting a citizenship question on the census form. Trump could sign an executive order to try and make it happen anyway, but there are other options on the table, according to Attorney General William Barr.
You know, we've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. And I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
Not clear how the courts would react if the Trump administration does keep pushing to include the citizenship question on the census. What seems certain is that the mere possibility that the question could be on the form is already impacting how immigrants are thinking about the census. For many, there's a fear that taking part in the government count could jeopardize their status in this country. We're going to hear a couple of different perspectives on that now from immigrants who've been giving this a lot of thought. We begin with Josue Romero. What would he do when a census worker knocks on his door?
It feels like a question that you would never want to answer. It makes you feel exposed. As an undocumented person, that's kind of like your most guarded secret.
Romero was born in Honduras. When he was 4 years old, his family made their way to Texas without documentation. Romero has DACA status, but he came close to being deported in 2017. And he says being asked about your citizenship is a red flag for undocumented people.
Asking to share that makes you feel vulnerable, makes you feel like somebody's looking to come and get you. And having the government know that feels like it's putting yourself at risk, putting, more importantly, your family members at risk. And it's not something you would want to share.
Yeah, so it may be obvious, but explain why that information is so guarded.
I mean, you walk around, you go to work as a family, right? You do everything normally, but that one piece of information is what sets you apart from everybody around you. And when people know that, they can treat you differently. At that point, it feels like you're putting your family at risk, whether from immigration forces or, you know, just from anybody else who doesn't take too kindly to undocumented people.
Josue, put us, if you could, inside the head of someone who is approached by a census taker. Would that be an anxiety-provoking encounter or frightening even?
I want to say yes. Speaking with my father just a few moments ago, I think there's also a lack of information. I'm not sure what kind of narratives are spun as far as, like, Latino. My father primarily watches Univision, Telemundo, things like that, but I'm not sure how much information they would have about the census, right? So if somebody tells you, like, hey, we want you to fill out this form, it's going to ask you about citizenship, it does feel very uncomfortable, and it's something that I would figure you'd want to stay away from because of the question, but also just because of lack of knowledge. You don't know what this is for. You don't know why they're doing this. You don't know what it's going to incur in the future.
Is your father undocumented?
Yes, he is.
So whether it's your father or anybody else, would the undocumented prefer not to be counted?
Yeah, divulging that information is probably scarier, but with the knowledge of, like, what that information is used for, I don't think there's an awareness of what the census might, like, how it helps the Latino population or the immigrant population in the long run. So probably the community wouldn't want to engage, but only because of the lack of knowledge about what the census is used for and how valuable it could be in our plight regardless.
Josue Romero was born in Honduras and grew up in Texas without documentation. He's an artist living in San Antonio. Thanks very much, Josue, for your time.
Thank you so much.